Welcome to our first lesson, dealing with biblical foundation. If you're new to the Bible, I'd like you to get your Bible and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I want to give an introduction to this series, dealing with biblical foundation. As you know, anything in life needs to have a foundation, and often as believers, when you got saved or you trusted Jesus Christ to be your God and Saviour, often it is that you're not too sure where, now that I do believe, where do I start? Now, in the Bible, we have no fear about the finish line, because when you got saved and trusted Jesus Christ, God sealed you unto the day of redemption, which is Ephesians 1:13. And God has given us the Word of God, and the Word of God is a practical book. It gives us pictures and words that we understand so we can apply then the Scripture to our lives. And in this particular case, it's very important when we are talking about foundation, because foundation in the Bible, which we'll see in a moment, is where we start. The idea then that when you got saved, God gives a picture of that. When you, if you think of the Noah's Ark, you think of Noah. He was a preacher of righteousness. He preached for 120 years, and God told him to prepare an ark, and that they had never seen rain. They knew something, they might have known something was up, but the Bible says all those that got onto the ark were lifted above judgment, and all those that did not get on the ark perished. It's the same thing as a believer in Jesus Christ. The way you and I get into heaven is trusting in the finished work of Christ and what he has done for us on the cross. But I don't want to talk too much about salvation at the moment. I want to maybe give you more this way of thinking, that if you've lived in our current climate, and I don't know how long you have been a believer or you have been born again, as sometimes the term is used, but the point is that you might have trusted Christ with a group of people, you might have been with a church, it might have just been maybe hearing the gospel, but there was a time when you did trust the Lord. And often the case is that as you go along in the Christian life, you start to realise that maybe you didn't understand where to start, or you become confused because you become confused because there is so much nowadays teachings, which I call like the church, the internet church, that sort of thing. But the point is this: I want to read you First Corinthians chapter 3. I want you to get this understanding. By reading this, we'll realise that it's not the finish line that really is the issue at the moment, which I'll be talking about. It's more about where do you start. For an example, before I read you 1 Corinthians chapter 3, if you were to run a race, you would need to start at the beginning line. And obviously, if you run the race and you finish it, which you will get a reward. It's the same thing for the believer. We often don't realise that salvation has allowed us the eternal security we have in Jesus Christ, that we will finish, we will get to heaven. But the problem is we don't know where to start. And sometimes, if you think about this for a moment, if a person started and they didn't start at the beginning line, and they say if it was a cross-country run and someone started somewhere up the line and they crossed first, well, they would be disqualified, they wouldn't get a reward. In the passage we're about to read, it's the same thing. For the believer, you and I, we end up at the judgment seat of Christ. And at the judgment seat of Christ, you and I can receive rewards. For the lost, for the unsaved, they will not lose rewards. They will lose their soul at the great white throne judgment. So when you read here in 1 Corinthians here, where Paul is speaking to the Corinthian church, he starts off in verse 1 of chapter 3, and let's read this together. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as the babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. So the Corinthians were having trouble receiving the lesson that Paul was giving them, and he says in verse 3, for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men. So the idea then is that the Corinthian believers are a little bit confused, a little bit carnal-minded. So Paul wants to help them, and he wants to show them where to start in the Christian life now that they are believers. In verse 4, he says, he points out to them, for while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul? Talking about himself. And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. So obviously Paul and Apollos were instruments that God used to bring them the gospel, that Jesus Christ had died for their sins, that he was buried and he rose again. In verse 6 he says, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So therefore the idea then is, if you look at that verse, you realise then that it is not the ministers, it's the planting of the seed, but it is God that gives the increase. Then in verse 7 he says, then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labour. So now Paul moves into the idea of reward and labour, and he goes on in verse 9, for we are labourers together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. Now when you read your King James Bible, God's going to give you words that you and I understand. And the first word here is that we are his building. So obviously then when you think of a building, you then can start thinking of, well, I know what a building looks like. It does have a foundation. You can indwell it in it and so forth. But then in verse 10 he says, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. So the Bible uses terms in that we understand that Paul introduces himself here as the master builder. He talks about laying the foundation. If you and I were to build a house, you would need to go to a master builder or someone that could build it for you. And that's what Paul is calling himself in this passage in verse Timothy chapter 1:16. Paul also used this term. He said, howbeit for this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first, that's Paul, the Apostle Paul, Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. So there Paul makes it very clear to us that he himself was a pattern that God used. He was the one that was the Pharisee, the one who had letters of authority to fight to persecute the church or those that were found in that way. And he was the one who met the Lord on the road to Damascus. And the Lord then called him and chose Paul to open, when the door was opened to the Gentiles, for Paul to take the gospel to the Gentiles, which he did. If you read the life of the Apostle Paul, he's saying to us that he was a pattern so we could understand ourselves that to trust in Jesus Christ, that we also might understand the long suffering and the things that might come our way in our Christian life. So he's a pattern. Women, when they're making a dress or something, you need a pattern. Everything in life, you need a pattern or something that you can mold something else to. So it's the same with the Bible here, because what Paul is saying here, quite simply, he's the master builder, and he's talking back to the foundation. So obviously the subject we're going to look at then is the idea of building and foundation. Now, foundation is important because if the foundation is sure, then obviously the house is sure. Jesus Christ made it very clear in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, and keep keep this, these passages in mind. We'll go through these passages as we go through the lesson. But if you remember, Jesus talked about the man who built his house upon a rock, and the floods did come, and that house stood strong. Then he talked about the man who built his house upon the sand, and the floods did come, and that house fell. Obviously, the Lord then is showing us the importance of foundation. Foundation is very key to your Christian life and your Christian faith. Where your faith is should be in the foundation that's already laid, which Paul's going to show us, which is the person of Jesus Christ. It's not going to be in a church, it's not going to be necessarily in a religious belief. The foundation is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, which we will expound on as we go through this lesson. So if you come back to verse 10, Paul says, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. And you say, what was the foundation? Well, the foundation was that he took the gospel to the Gentiles. Most people don't. Well, you should know where the gospel is found. And the gospel is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1, where Paul declares that Jesus Christ died for our sins. According to the scriptures, he was buried and rose again. So keep 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 in mind, because that is the foundation that is laid. And then he says in verse 10, and another buildeth thereon, but let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Now here's the point. As a believer, now you've trusted the Lord as your Saviour, then it's going to be up to you and I now of understanding the foundation and where we start our Christian life. Now this is very important, because where you start is going to make a great difference in your Christian life further down the track. Say for my own personal testimony, when I got saved, in brief, I did ask the Lord what he wanted me to do. And he said, I want you to learn the Word of God. And I thought, well, that made a lot of sense. So thankfully, I was able to go out to a Bible training college at Boona, where we learnt the Bible. Now, in my early Christian life, therefore I got the foundation laid in my mind as a young Christian, and of course that foundation has helped me through now being saved for probably close on 40 years, and that foundation has been the thing where I've been able to build my life by the grace of God, according to the Word of God. So when you think about this in your own Christian life, your foundation and where your faith is depends a lot, or can be shown or revealed later on in life. You know, often when a storm comes or trials come, sometimes those things only really show us what we're really made of. In other words, when a crisis really happens in our life, it could be losing a loved one, it could be some kind of financial thing, but whatever it might be, sometimes a crisis just really reveals what we're really made of. Of course, we know that we're made from the dust of the earth. So therefore, in a time of crisis, you do need a foundation, and the thing that's going to help you and I in before the Lord does return is understanding where our foundation is, and when something does happen, we have that sure foundation. So let's have a look what the Bible says here. So in verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now keep this in mind, it's the person. It's the person. I will say this as we go through this lesson. Be careful of the day and age you and I live in, is not to get preoccupied with end times, or even what they would call the man of sin or the Antichrist. Because there's one thing for sure, that the God of this world doesn't want you and I building our life in the person of Jesus Christ. He would rather have us distracted in things that you and I have no control over. Understand, when you study the Word of God, there are four rules or four C's we call it when studying the Bible. And this will come more apparent through this lesson. The first C is context. You keep scripture in context, which we're doing now. Keep it in the context of the subject. The second one will be comparison of scripture, which we'll go through. Comparing scripture with scripture then allows us to understand what the Bible teaches. This helps us to avoid private interpretation. Often people's foundation can be unsettled because there have been men who've written books. Those men or those books they can move you from the foundation that is laid, because they want to give you a thought that might just move you, and we'll understand this as we go through this. So it's the person of Jesus Christ. I want you to think with me. Salvation started with the person. It's the one you trusted. Salvation is a gift. It's given to us by the grace of God. So he says there, so he makes it clear that there's no other foundation to lay than that's laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. So here's the idea then. If you build upon this foundation, by building upon this foundation, you and I will get rewards. And he makes it very clear. A gold, silver, precious stone. Then in the other part of that verse, wood, hay, and stubble. The first rewards will last. Silver and so forth will last. The others will get burnt up. Verse 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. So the context of 1 Corinthians, Paul is not talking about that you can lose your salvation. He is telling the Corinthians that if you can build upon the foundation, the right foundation, that God will reward you for building upon the foundation that is already laid. Now that's pretty neat if you think about it. All God is asking us to do, build upon this foundation, and I'll give you a reward for doing so. But if you don't build upon that foundation, the works that you have done will get burnt up. Yet they themselves shall be saved, yet so by fire. Have you ever thought with me for a moment as we go through this lesson that a lot of Christian work was never built upon the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ? It never was. It was on the wrong foundation. Many believers have invested their life in churches and other things that they've done, maybe not realizing that really that work or that thought was not built upon the right foundation. And therefore, I could give you this an illustration. If in some instances where people have been faithful to churches for many years, that they get it burnt out. What I mean is that they get exhausted. They have spent and been spent, you could say. Not all that is bad, by the way. That's quite good. But the problem is, at the end of it, they have no spiritual strength, because really they haven't been building upon the right foundation. They've been building upon their self-effort or their works. So therefore they run out of, you could say, spiritual steam. And so therefore after 10 years they seem somewhat lost or somewhat confused, because they haven't realized that the whole time they moved away from the Word of God, they moved away from the foundation that was laid. And this is what these lessons are going to be about, biblical foundation. And once you start realizing what biblical foundation is, then I believe we can also renew our mind, like it says in Romans 12, that we can be renewed in our mind and our understanding. So I do pray that as we continue to go through these lessons, I want you to maybe read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, get used to terminology. I want you to think as you read your New Testament, take note when Jesus Christ uses terminology we understand. Like obviously very clearly in the book of John, he calls himself a door. He calls himself a shepherd. He talks about well and water. He talks about himself being the rock. And these are terms that you and I understand. As we come through this lesson, Paul calls himself a master builder. We're going to have a foundation, and that foundation we're going to build upon. And these are where the lessons are going to take us. So this is an introduction, and our next lesson will be just on that fact of what the master builder is and what the foundation is, and then we can start building thereupon. I do pray that these things will be a blessing and a help in your Christian life. And I do thank you for taking this time to tune in with me. And I pray that I can put these lessons up regularly. And if you have any questions, please contact us through our website, King Roy Christian Fellowship, and I will answer any questions you need. I'll also be providing notes on these subjects. It would be a good idea to take note of some of the scriptures I've given. It would also be good just to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 to 6, get in your mind what the gospel is and that foundation is. And I do pray and hope that these lessons will be a blessing to you.